朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
responding to the smell like Christ is this year. 他分得到的时候呢，他就给他太太暗示，其实是明示。 So when it came to his birthday, so he tried to clue his wife.
他在这里想要什么礼物啊？
And the wife says, what gifts do you would you like to share?
这个医生每次问我的时候，他很高兴。
Whenever as soon as he asked me that question, I'm really excited.
他说我希望有一个东西能够从零到一百，在五秒钟内就从零到一百。
And he says, I want something that could go from 0 to 100 miles per hour in 5 seconds.
他一定有中年危机了。
I can say what he said.
所有的，不是所有的男人，所有中年危机的男人都知道我们在讲什么。So everyone,
all the men who's going through midlife crisis, you know what that is.
我们需要一个跑车。
It's a sports car, right?
证明我们还年轻，对不对？
To prove that we're still young.
哦，那些年轻家伙在我们旁边省吃的时候，我们可以10秒钟就变成100迈了。
Those young guys, kind of shows off, goes on, and I can just drive by really quickly next to him.
啊，但是说明问题，你放手。
And the wife says, okay, no problem.
他说，我知道你要什么。
I know exactly what you want.
那你真的吗？
Is it really?
但是你放心。
Don't worry about it.
知道他生日那一天。
So on his birthday,
他说， Happy birthday, 我给你礼物预备好了。
The wife says, happy birthday, I prepared your gift.
他说在哪里？
And the husband says, where is that?
是在garage。
Of course, it's in the garage.
他对你犯了。
Okay, it sounds like what I'm expecting.
高兴得不得了，就跑到 garage 去了。
他说：“他说，喂喂喂喂喂。”他说：“我给你买的比你需要的还好。”And I bought something far better than what you wanted.
他可以从1秒内0到200。And
it can go from 0 to 200 miles per hour in 1 second.
啊？I didn't say miles.
0 to 200 in 1 second.
这个到不了几句，一看是个蹦秤。
The husband stepped into the garage, found the scale on the floor.
一站在前面有200。He
stood on the scale, indeed it was 200.
这个都是disappointed我们的。那保罗在这里说，照着我所羡慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。那不见得是讲羞愧，那另外一件，这个盼望和disappointed我们。那并不disappointed。那这个是不是羞辜我们的盼望不会disappointed。那不像我刚刚讲的这样的例子这么糟。那不是确定的。
The hope has certainty.
它的确定是因为建立在神的应许、建立在真理上面。
It's founded and built upon the truth and the promises of God.
哦，这么真实。
It's so real.
就像我告诉你们，我知道我到天上，我会变得很英俊。
Just like I told you guys, when I go to heaven, I'm going to be so good looking.
你也会变得很漂亮。
You will be very pretty.
那终极生的时候，我都会不见的。And our brother Joe, all his wrinkles
will go away.
哥兄啊，这些都不一样。
在地上只是自产自情的苦，就是。昨天我被他们勒索去爬山，我才走到山上下来，我就开始摸肚子了。 Yesterday I was hijacked and hiking with someone, but I came down from the hills on a tummy ache, but I was holding on.
就少一点没有。丈夫有一天都要脱下来，那不值得为他再去worry。所以我们的盼望是确定的。
是建立在真理的根基上面，不是一个虚假的盼望。It's not something that is false.
所以，如果我们的盼望不合乎真理、不合乎神的意思，So
our hope is not according to truth, the will of God.
你就会认为神骗你。And
then you think that God is lying to me.
但是，我们的盼望是建立在真理的根基上和神的应许上。But
our hope has to be founded on truth. And the promises of God will be very certain.
我们的盼望是美好的。
Our hope is good, is beautiful, is wonderful.
这里讲的 good, wonderful, beautiful 都可以啊。
Good, wonderful, beautiful is okay to describe our hope.
你绝对不会说你今天又被警察开了一个 ticket， 然后你带着盼望回家会得什么？And
you would never, you know, get a ticket, speeding ticket, and you go home and you think you're gonna get something.
你知道可能要被3个月不准开车。
And perhaps you know you're gonna be
神给我们的盼望是美的，
这是神的 beautiful dream，
实际上称它为美好的盼望。
The scripture calls it a beautiful。
所以老姊妹她去世的时候，临终之前，她跟教会的牧师讲。
And my sister, right before she passed away, she told the visiting pastor,
她把那个这个安息聚会要唱的诗歌什么全部都准备好。
And she gave the entire program to the pastor.
啊，她说别人来瞻仰你什么的时候，你一定要在我的手上让我握着一个spoon，一个汤匙。
And so people come and observe me and the pastor, I gotta have a spoon in my hand.
她说为什么要拿个汤匙？
And so the pastor asked him, why do you need a spoon in your hand?
她说因为我从小到大。
So ever since I was young,
那我妈妈每次做完晚饭的时候
，and after dinner，
我们吃完晚饭以后，她就给我们每一个发一个汤匙
，and she would hand out a spoon for each and every one of us，
因为底下有甜点
，because the desserts are coming，
赶紧就干了，根本没有来
，far better to come。
所以她说我们从小到大就是吃完饭的时候，每个人都握着汤匙等在那边，今天的甜点是。
So after dinner, ever since she was young, she had a spoon.And waiting for the dessert to come.
我今天解释了。
So okay, this wine is
coming. 我今天有更好的要来。
But I know something far better is coming.
他的那个汤匙去见主。
I want to hold that spoon to go see Jesus.
这是一个很可爱的举动。
And that's something that is very lovely.
因为他非常有把握知道底下有更好的。
Because she is so certain that something far better is coming.
这叫做美好的盼望。
That is a good hope.
而这个盼望是非常活泼的。
This hope is very alive. Very alive.
它真的活在我们里面。
And it's living inside of us.
为什么圣经的这些盼望对我们来说好像很遥远
？How come these hope that is talked about in the Word of God seems very far to us？
那就是我们需要用信心来与所听见的调和，真正的相信。
Because we gotta admit the words we have heard with faith, truly believe it.
我们的盼望如果不活泼的话
，Our hope is not alive. It's not alive.
那说明它第一个它可能不够吸引我们。
First of all, maybe because it doesn't really attract us.
啊，例如说你是毕业典礼的时候，那个爸爸说我带你去做 Caltrain， 从这个从什么时候做到现在这是干嘛
？For example, when your graduation dad says, "Hey, I'm going to take you on a Caltrain, and I'll take you from San Jose to San Francisco."
你们几个人大学毕业会喜欢这个毕业典礼
？How many of you graduate from college would love that as a kid?
Still living, huh?
Still living.
That's
why it is lively because it is 相信它会实现。We believe that it will happen. 它吸引我们 ，it draws us。
所以保罗说，这个哥林，他在那个彼得前书，彼得说，神给我们的是活泼的盼望。
And again, First Peter says, what the Lord has given us is a living hope.
知道我们可以得到不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污，为我们存留在天上的基业。
We see the inheritance as incorruptible.
所以我们今天所有在地上的遭遇里面，我们得着了基督的话。
And all our encounter, all the things that we encounter, we receive
in Christ. 我们存留在天上。
Those things are being stored up in heaven.
我们每一个人在天上都有自己的 saving account.
We have a saving account in heaven for each and every one of us.
知道吗？
Do you know that?
比那个刷狗的还要可靠。
It's a lot more secure than Wells Fargo.
比任何美国的银行的东西都可靠。
It's far more secure than any bank in the world.
不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为我们存留在天上。
It will not, it's not corruptible. It does not suffer any blemish. It is stored for us.
所以今天我们在地上。
So today while we're still on earth.
我们是在赚基督。
And we are earning Christ.
好，这个。2006年我都知道，跟参加福音大会的时候。
And 2006, I went to Chicago for a conference.
那李修全牧师讲了一句话，摸着我。
And Pastor Lee has said something that really moved me.
他说：“生命是我的奖章，生活是我的奖牌。”
And life is my servant. And
life. 生活就是我
的 I think living is my message.
这是我的奖牌
This is my pulpit. This is my opportunity.
换句话说，他的生活任何的角度，他跟人上人传递一个生命的信息。
So no matter what circumstances he is declaring the message of life.
哦，真的是太不容易，我觉得弟兄讲得很好。
I say yes, these words are wonderful.
啊，这是不容易的事情。
It is not something that is simple and easy.
因为怎么样，我用比较通俗的话来说。
And I'll use something that is more common. 我们
基督是我们的本钱。
And Christ is our capital.
基督是我们的本钱，而我们所有的遭遇环境是我们的机会。
And everything that we experience are there are opportunities.
我们来经营基督。
And we're managing Christ.
我们要来得着基督。
We want to lay hold of Christ.
而当我们得着的时候
，And when we have,
就是为我们存留在天上，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的基业。
It's being stored up for us in heaven that is incorruptible.
这是活泼的盼望
，and this is a living hope.
啊，这是永生的盼望
，and this is an eternal hope.
啊，都不是暂时的
，it's not temporal.
然后这是可夸的盼望
，and it's a boastful.
我们
要 boast.
就是在没有时间去细讲这些盼望的宝贝。
We don't have the time to go through the specific details how precious they are.
比如怎么样，地上这些盼望得着的盼望得着的，其实都是过瘾。
And we hope to receive this, receive that, and just to satisfy our cravings, and doesn't have really any value. Even for us who are pastors, about a month ago, I was in Canada at the meeting. And there's a conference that was put together by about 20 different Chinese churches. It's the very first time that I've been there. I've never been there before. When I got there, they told me this is your fence and this is your fence. These are your boundaries.
好多人就这样子过眼的就想直接跟我讲。
Oh, I'm sorry. These group of people are your fans. These group of people are your fans.
他们说他们几年来都是我们的粉丝。
They said for many years they are your fans.
就我只好到讲台上跟他们讲。
So I was on the pulpit, I got a chance to speak to them.
我说我以前听到粉丝，我从来不知道那是什么。
So when I heard this term fans, I
was like, "粉丝，我说什么是粉丝？"
The Chinese terminology is fairly new to Pastor Yu.
结果后来他们，我后来知道的时候，我就跟他们讲。
And so after I heard of it, I told them.
我说，请你们千万不要再说是我的粉丝。
And I asked you guys, please don't call yourselves my fan.
我说第一个粉丝很容易断掉。
And first of all, they sever very easily.
我说第二个
，secondly，
我说主耶稣在地上也从来不呼召粉丝。
Jesus never called for fans。
他主耶稣的粉丝是真粉丝，要让耶稣做王的。
true fans are the ones who want him to be enthroned. But Jesus cannot commit himself to them because he knows exactly what is in the hearts of men. Because really, fans, you lose them very quickly. Then I would say, I would thank you for encouragement if you say that our messages and our church as a whole really encourage you to love Jesus more. And these earthly things are the things that we're going after. And we see this immense and glorious glory before us. And even the tribulation that we go through, they are worth it. Because we know what we are to lay hold of. And for this glorious hope. And we want to come back to the theme of this retreat, that we may have more faith in the Lord Jesus and more love for the
saints.
And because the Church of Philippi has set a very good example for us. Paul's relationship with them is actually not a very glorious one. And when Paul went there to establish a church, not soon after he was in prison. And after a while, Paul writes to them, and he wrote it from prison. Just like I want to sign up for karate class and I go to the teacher and I find that he's beaten up by someone. The second time he writes to me, he's at the hospital, somebody beat me up again.
From
the outside, it's the same thing. There's nothing to admire about Paul. Paul knows exactly what he's preaching. According to my earnest expectation, there's nothing that I will be ashamed of. Whether by life or by death, the Christ will be magnified through my life. And we're a little warm, a little zealous. We think, oh, Christ is magnified. And we go through traffic, and we say, okay, I want to let Christ be magnified. When our diet or food doesn't go according to your liking, Christ can't be magnified. Somebody who's snoring while they're trying to sleep, okay. Magnify the
Lord.
You discover that we so easily cast aside this great commission for us. Paul says, whether by life or by death, that Christ would be magnified through his life. That the purpose for his life is so clear for him. So for the sake of Christ, I count up all things as a refuge. That I may lay hold of Christ.
There's
one thing. I forget the power. I press forward.
Towards
the goal. To lay hold of what Christ has called me from up above. So Paul's life is actually very simple. There's only one thing. That's the lay hold of Christ. And there are no other goals. Did I obtain Christ in this circumstance? Dealing the relationship with this particular person? And the things that I go through today, have I received Christ? Yes, but one thing. To receive Christ. Secondly, he lives out Jesus. Regardless, whether by life, whether by death. And so that my body and my life is always
given.
This hope that will never allow me to be despair or disappointed. That Christ through this body may be magnified. As always. This is a challenge.
些见证。
We've been singing these days and we magnify the glory of the Lord.
下次你跟你爸爸骂的时候，你还能原谅着赞美神。
And when you're scolded by your dad, you guys still praise God the same way?
你看见别人的话语伤到你的时候，我们是还能够照基督超常显大。
And when somebody hurts you with their words, can you cause Christ to be magnified through you?
我们在试探的面前，是不是能够让基督超常显大
？To face the temptations, can you allow Christ to be magnified?
雅各说：“耶和华随着我的脚步祝福着你。”就是我们人们的也在主面前有这样子的心思。
So we have the same heart before the Lord.
哦，不管在哪里，他基督在我身上做彰显。
No matter where we are, Christ may be magnified through this body.
不管我到哪里去。
No matter where I go.
不管我与谁相处。
No matter who, what relationships I
have. 神能够随着我们的脚步祝福人。
That God may bless all those who are around us.
This is 太宝贝太宝贝的价值。
This is something that is so precious.
所以你知道我们活得多么荣耀。
So you know how glorious God is. 神
为着他的荣耀创造我们。
God for His glory has created us.
神把他的荣耀的生命性情已经放在我们里面。
God has put His glorious nature inside of you and me.
神为我们调度万事。
That God coordinates all things.
我们的遭遇都是在神的智慧和慈爱的里面过滤过的。
Has been filtered through His love and His wisdom.
叫我们认识这个荣耀，
没有赋予
这个荣耀。
That we may be part of this glory, that we may understand this glory.
以至于我们能够在各处都来宣扬这个荣耀。
That in all places that we may magnify this glory.
能够在所有的处境，无论生死。
So again, no matter what we encounter, whether by life or by death, we will live out this glory. For precious is God.
最后一个就是盼望基督。
And then lastly, he says he hopes for Christ.
得到基督。
To obtain Christ.
活出基督。
To live out Christ.
盼望基督。
And to hope for Christ.
直到基督有一天有荣耀的降临。
To know that Christ will come in glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我们不要只羡慕。我就是基督。
Do not just admire that as I live as Christ.
让我们接受这个伟大的使命和挑战。
To receive this great commission and challenge.
让我们回家真的在凡事上来彰显基督。
That when we go home in all things we magnify Christ.
就像一个弟兄讲的，不要天天羡慕自己是蝴蝶。
Just like a brother that was saying, do not admire that you're a butterfly.
别以为自己是个蝴蝶。
Or even think that you're a butterfly.
等到自己一出现的时候，发现别人的吓得惨叫，才知道我还是个毛毛虫。
And when you actually appear, people actually discover that you're just still just caterpillar or just a bug.
我碰到河的时候。碰到河的时候，我还是过不去。
And when I come across a river, I still can't cross it.
我才知道，原来我还不是蝴蝶，我还是毛毛虫。
I discover I am not yet a butterfly, I'm still a caterpillar.
就不要放在那里尝试，如果要像你而已。
Don't just sing a little to be like you.
不是唱完了我们就真像他。
It's not that after we sing the song we're like him.
我们要学习在每一个环境。
We need to learn that it's very
坚定我们的盼望。
And hold fast to our hope.
知道神在做什么。
To know what God is doing.
知道神在我们身上还要得什么。
To know what God wants in our life.
让我们真的能够活出这个荣耀的真
理。To really be able to live out this great time.
结束的时候，我们读一段圣经就结束。
I want to conclude with this portion of scripture.
保罗在腓立比教会最后结束的时候读腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
十一节后半到十三节。
The second half of 11 to verse 13.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。我不晓得大家这样读过来有没有注意到中文圣经里面有三个都。
Again, as we read through these verses, there is a particular phrase in the Chinese translation.
第一个都讲到我无论在怎样的情况都可以自处。
It says, regardless of what state that I am in, I learn to be content.
换句话说，保罗的满足再也不再建立在外在的环境。
So his satisfaction, his contentment is not built upon his outward circumstances.
他的满足建立在基督耶稣身上。
It's built upon Jesus Christ himself.
他能够说有你够了。
He can say, as long as I have you, Lord, it's enough.
他能够说我无论在怎样的情况，我都可以自处。
And he says that regardless of what state that I'm in, I am content.
第二个都他说谁是谁在我都得了秘诀。
Also, I know how to be amazed and also about in all circumstances.
这是他整个人生的智慧，他的方向。
This is entire wisdom for his life, his direction.
他的智慧是放诸四海皆准的。
And his
他得到了真正的智慧。
And he has true wisdom.
他说谁是谁在。我这个秘诀都可以用。
He says, no matter where I go, no matter what I encounter, this is the secret that I know I can use.
啊，我这个原则是放诸四海皆准的，不管怎样的遭遇，我都得到了同样的秘诀。
This principle applies to all walks of life, no matter what I go through. I can
use. 参加这个seminar，参加那个conference，就学了很多外面的方法。
I don't even have any other methodology by going to this conference or that conference.
我已经得到了真正的智慧。
Because I have true wisdom.
啊，第三个都。
And then the third also.
他在这里说，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
He says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
他得到了真正的能力。
And he has true power.
他得到了得胜的秘诀。
And he has the secrets of victory.
他自己的经历证明了他内在的生命是这样子的丰盛，这样子的真实。
His life has proved that
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。